Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
10 years ago tomorrow, Hurricane Katrina made landfall. The storm caused more than $100 billion in damage and displaced hundreds of thousands of people in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Yesterday, President Obama was in New Orleans celebrating what he called the inspiring resilience demonstrated by Gulf Coast residents.
You are an example of what is possible when, in the face of tragedy and in the face of hardship, good people come together to lend a hand. And brick by brick, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, you build a better future.
Well, Cindy Lombardo of Wayland, Massachusetts, has a different view.
Because now, the last 4 years, I've been going to New Orleans to put two families back into their homes each summer that have never been home in 10 years. I don't want to say it's criminal, but it's sad.
Well, Cindy has been part of a project to help New Orleans families now, but for the past 10 years, she's been part of a decade-long initiative launched by the town of Wayland to help residents in Waveland, Mississippi. And joining us now with more is WBUR's Zeninjor Zeninjor. Welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So Wayland helping Waveland, Mississippi, tell us more.
So, you know, as we all know, Hurricane Katrina completely devastated the entire Gulf Coast region. And, you know, one thing, though, that's important to note is that the eye of Hurricane Katrina actually hit Mississippi, and it went right through Waveland, Mississippi, sort of making it ground zero for the storm. And that city was almost completely wiped off the map. It was about 95% destroyed. And so, you know, after Katrina came, lots of communities around the country, lots of people around the country wanted to help out. In Waveland, Massachusetts, people also wanted to help. And so in that town, Michael Tickner, who was then the head of the Wayland Board of Selectmen, gathered a group of Wayland residents. That group got together and basically started trying to figure out what they could do to help after Katrina. So they started calling cities along the Gulf Coast and basically asking them, do you need help? And so eventually they connected with Waveland, Mississippi, and from there they built a sister city relationship, and that relationship has lasted over the last 10 years. Here's Michael Tickner explaining why they picked Waveland, Mississippi.
A lot of the publicity was focused on New Orleans, and rightfully so, because that was just a massive proportion, the tragedy there. And we could have done something in New Orleans, but we really wanted to pick a town that wasn't being helped, that was on its own.
So, Zeninjor, what was the reaction from Waveland residents?
Well, I mean, it was overwhelming. They were also really grateful for the outpouring of support and help. And, you know, in all, hundreds of volunteers took part in the Wayland to Waveland initiative over the years. They took dozens of trips down there doing a variety of different things. And, you know, residents in Waveland, you know, some say that, you know, they feel that they could never repay them for their kindness. I spoke to one woman. Her name is Kathy Pinn. She lived in Waveland during Katrina. She actually owned a business that was destroyed in the storm. And, you know, I think she said it best. She said that, you know, the folks from Wayland really gave them a sense of hope and really, you know, sort of rebuilt their spirits in a way. So here's Kathy Pinn describing what things were like right after Katrina.
After the storm, it was devastating, but I was privy to some of the most beautiful things that could occur in people just giving to people. And they were one of the biggest contributors for our town.
So what did the Wayland residents do to help Waveland, Mississippi?
They did a variety of projects over the years. They did, initially in the early days, right after Katrina, they sent down supplies. They actually sent down a tractor trailer full of supplies and different equipment for folks who were in FEMA trailers. So everything from pots and pans to linens and towels and just things to make it a little bit more comfortable for the folks who were in those trailers after Katrina. And they did a Project Santa initiative that first Christmas after Katrina, where they sent gifts to 125 families in Waveland, Mississippi. Some of the other things that they did included fixing up a baseball field in the park down there. And that was something that Waveland residents really wanted because, you know, they wanted a place where their kids could play and to sort of give the community a sense of, okay, things are starting to come back. There's a, you know, things are starting to get back to normal. But the biggest project that Waveland did was helping people rebuild their homes. They actually built about a dozen homes for residents in Waveland, Mississippi. And one of the, actually the very first home that they built in Waveland went to a resident named Melanie Caritas. Here's what she told me.
I've been in my home now for 8 years, and it's, you know, it's their home just as much as it's my home. I'm one of the luckiest people in the world to have had them. Every volunteer, every single person that just hauled lumber and drove nails, and I mean, there's over 1,000 brackets in my home that were hand nailed in by women and youngsters, and I mean, it was like hands on, just beautiful.
Well, we're at the 10-year anniversary now of Katrina in Waveland, Mississippi. Do they feel that they've fully recovered?
You know, no, it's a slow go in Waveland, Mississippi. I think, you know, there's still rebuilding that needs to happen. You know, the city lost some residents. So before Katrina hit, there's about 8,000 residents in Waveland, Mississippi. Today, there are about 6,000 residents. And, you know, businesses have also been slow to return. You know, one of the main business districts in Waveland, Mississippi is a street called Coleman Avenue. Before Katrina hit, there is about 29 businesses on that street. Today, there's 6. So, you know, there are definitely still challenges there. They are rebuilding, but things are going a little bit slow. But that's something that the city's current mayor is actually focused on. And, you know, he, you know, is really looking forward to really having more of a rebuild. So here's what Waveland Mayor Mike Smith told me.
I would actually like to end up a better city than we had when Katrina hit. You know, of course, we can only do that by expanding and making a bigger city and having more people move here and realize that it's a wonderful place to live and raise your kids.
Well, you also briefly, Zininger, you also spoke with someone named Allison Anderson. She's the lead architect for the Ground Zero Hurricane Museum in Waveland. What did she tell you?
So, you know, Allison was really talking about how this 10-year anniversary is really a time to look forward, open a new chapter. A lot of residents there want to sort of put Katrina in the past and move on. And, you know, she was really focused on what the city can do to be stronger for other storms.
And especially since we're looking at the 10-year anniversary tomorrow. And as you mentioned, Katrina is not the last storm that's probably going to hit the Gulf Coast. Well, that's WBUR's Zininger Enwemeka. She was reporting on the Wayland to Waveland, Mississippi initiative that's lasted the past 10 years. Thanks so much, Zininger.
You're welcome, Meghna.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.